The White House is again accusing journalists of peddling fake news, with the latest criticism sparked by CNN having to retract a story about US President Donald Trump's Russia connections. Three journalists have resigned because of the mistake. But it's given White House Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders plenty of ammunition against the media, saying the American people deserve better. Bonnie Simons-Brown reports.
It was a moment of levity before Tuesday's White House press briefing got heated.
I know you guys are probably a little bit tired since we've been here a while, so you want to skip on the questions?
Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders standing in for her embattled boss, Sean Spicer.
Figured it was worth a shot, and with that, I'll take your questions.
The questions went immediately to a piece of CNN reporting that claimed Congress was investigating a Russian investment fund with ties to Trump officials. It was published online last week and cited a single anonymous source. When one of the people named in the story, Trump ally Anthony Scaramucci, disputed it, CNN investigated and pulled the story down. Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders argued the incident was just one in a long line of mistakes by the media.
I think that we have gone to a place where if the media can't be trusted to report the news, then that's a dangerous place for America.
CNN management found the story didn't meet editorial standards and issued an apology to Anthony Scaramucci. Three journalists tendered their resignations. Donald Trump took to Twitter on Tuesday to unload on the cable news network.
Fake news CNN is looking at big management changes now that they got caught falsely pushing their phony Russian stories. Ratings way down. So they caught fake news CNN cold. But what about NBC, CBS and ABC? What about the failing New York Times and Washington Post? They're all fake news.
Journalists at the White House press briefing questioned why CNN's apology wasn't enough. Sarah Huckabee Sanders again.
I don't know that it's that the response isn't good enough for the president. I think it's the constant barrage of fake news directed at this president, probably, that has garnered a lot of his frustration.
That set off a back and forth with journalists upset at being accused of peddling fake news and an administration under intense scrutiny and pressure.
If we make the slightest mistake, the slightest word is off, it is just an absolute tirade from a lot of people in this room. But news outlets get to go on day after day and cite unnamed sources, use stories without sources, have, you mentioned the Scaramucci story where they had to have reporters resign.
Come on. This administration has done that as well. Why in the name of heavens? Any one of us, right, are replaceable. And any one of us, if we don't get it right, the audience has the opportunity to turn the channel or not read us.
I think you have
been elected to serve for 4 years at least. There's no option other than that. We're here to ask you questions.
Right.
You're here to provide the answers. And what you just did is inflammatory.
Meanwhile, in the Oval Office, President Donald Trump was trying to charm journalists on Tuesday. While on the phone to new Irish leader Leo Varadkar, he singled out reporter Katrina Perry.
And where are you from? Go ahead. Come here. Where are you from? We have all of this beautiful Irish press. Where are you from?
I'm from RTE News. The Taoiseach will know me. It's Katrina Perry here. Taoiseach.
Katrina Perry. She has a nice smile on her face, so I bet she treats you well.
The meeting ended with laughter, but Katrina Perry later called the incident bizarre.
Bonnie Simons-Brown reporting.